Between 1995 and today, in addition to the bovine AIDS and the 300 miles per hour winds, Major Ed Dames has publicly predicted the following, mostly on the Art Bell show. Pregnant Martians living underground in the desert will emerge to steal fertilizer from American companies. AIDS will be found to have originated in dogs, not monkeys. Flying fungus from outer space cylinders will destroy all crops. The existence of Satan, angels, and God will be proved beyond all doubt. And lightning on a golf course in April 1998 would kill President Clinton. And mixed up with this, said Prudence, he talked about his experiences with the military, which made all that wacky stuff seem so much more real and tangible. The government did not dispute that he was a psychic spy. They lauded his efforts. He won medals. He was honorably discharged. Everything about him checked out. It must have sometimes sounded to some of Art Bell's listeners like they were eavesdropping on top-level meetings inside the Pentagon, I said. It sounded so real, said Prudence. He would talk about how the military had put $20 million of taxpayers' money into the research, so it all made sense. What Art Bell's listeners didn't know was that Ed Dames was an atypical military psychic spy. Most of Ed's colleagues in the secret unit at Fort Meade spent their time psychically viewing extremely boring things, mostly map coordinates. Ed, meanwhile, was psychically concluding that the Loch Ness Monster was the ghost of a dinosaur. Had one of Ed's less colorful contemporaries chosen to spill the beans instead and gone on Art Bell to talk about map coordinates, I doubt the listening millions would have been so spellbound. Ed's media appearances may have hastened the demise of the secret unit. The CIA officially declassified it and shut it down in 1995. General Stubblebine's foot soldiers had been trying to be psychic for the best part of their careers, and now it was over. After years of living simultaneously in a world where they routinely shot forward and back in time and space, inside Noriega's living room in Panama City one minute, psychically creeping through Saddam Hussein's palaces in Iraq the next, and in a more banal world, where their black ops status denied them a coffee machine and a building maintenance budget, they emerged into perhaps the strangest world of all, the civilian world.